It's the Best Lifing Show.
This podcast is your ultimate guide to holistic health and wellness.
Our team of Best Lifers share their stories.
Wait. What is this Best Lifing?
We transform your life from ordinary
to extraordinary
and help you live your dreams.
So now,
let's start Best Lifing.
Hello and welcome back to the Best Lifing Show with Be Unique. My name is Julia Brodska and I'm the author of the international best-selling book, Best Lifing. Also the owner of the company, Best Lifing. For those of you who are just joining us newly, I'll tell you a little bit about the company first and then I'll tell you about our very special guest who is here with us today. So Best Lifing is a holistic health and wellness company, and we bring together lots of different healers, coaches, and teachers to share their different passions and teachings with you guys. And on these podcasts, we cover lots of different topics. Today, we're going to go a little bit with the flow, and it's going to be a bit of an interview-style one for you. So I have Wesley Barnett here with us today. He is an entrepreneur, Vedic astrologer, regression hypnotherapist, Kriya yoga practitioner, and instructor. And he's joining us all the way here from Virginia in Virginia Beach. New to Miami, please welcome the wonderful Wes. Hi Wes, how are you going?
Great, I'm honored to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So I guess the audience wants to know who you are, so tell us a little bit about yourself and your story and how you got into this room with us today.
It's been a great experience. You know, I was born into this body in 1995, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Had my mom and three sisters who had raised me. It's a really great hometown to grow up in. Home of the Association for Research and Enlightenment. Really incredible organization that really catapulted my spiritual growth. I had an awakening when I was 16 and really kind of dived deep into my path when I was 20 and took my first plane ride over to India in the Himalayas. And since then, I've gone back every year since to dive deep in the teachings, and it's been a really fluid experience since consistently practicing Kriya yoga and finding authentic, true teachings of that lineage.
Thank you. And for those people out there that don't know what the Association of Research and Enlightenment is, would you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the ARE is an organization built from the teachings of Edgar Cayce. So Edgar Cayce is known as one of the most prolific channelers in the world. He predicted so much and gave us, he was also known as the father of holistic health. Took them 11 years just to organize all of his psychic readings. I mean, he did sessions for presidents, celebrities. He was able to really predict certain situations that happened in this life. And out of all the places in the world, when he was asked that would do the most spiritual growth and healing and also be the safest geographically, he said it would be Virginia Beach. So there's a lot of high energetic places and vortexes similar to Sedona, Arizona. We're kind of like that for the East Coast. It's a really beautiful place, organization. Highly recommend visiting.
Wow.
And experiencing.
That's truly incredible. And I can back that for sure because I was just there with you last weekend, which was amazing. And we were doing actually regression hypnosis. So that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. Wes, can you tell us a bit about what is regression hypnosis?
So I would explain it as your subconscious, or you could call it your higher self, will basically create whatever experience is relevant for you. And you could have an intention for that helps to really narrow in that experience of what your highest self or your subconscious would really need to show you to be the best version of you in that moment. So as a regression hypnotherapist, you're basically acting as the channel to give them that experience and anchor them in to go deeper and deeper. Whereas if we were only experiencing that on our own, then we could, you know, get distracted with this or that and our focus couldn't be as centered. But as the conduit, as the channel, it helps you to really focus in on that experience of whatever your subconscious, your higher self is trying to show you. It's a really, really powerful teaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you guys a little bit about how me and Wes met. I was holding one of our Best Lifing self-love inner expansion sessions, and he came in, and I just read a book called Journey of Souls by Michael Newton, which was my introduction into this whole, you know, regression hypnosis. I'd never even heard of the word before, if I'm honest. And I was really curious about it because I was really curious about what, you know, what happens in between lives and in past lives and things like that. But I didn't realize that there was so much more to it. So Wes was in our session, and at lunch we were having a bit of a chat, and it turns out that he was also able to do regression hypnotherapy, which is really, really rare. When I Google searched it myself, looking for somebody, I couldn't find anybody in the local area, in Miami, anywhere. And he happens to just walk into this room all the way from Virginia Beach. So it was a really exciting moment. That afternoon, you know, we spent the whole afternoon chit-chatting away and really got to know each other. And then we were straight into a regression session. And honestly, like, it was such a life-changing experience for me that later I asked Wes, you know, how do you get certified in this? And that's why we actually went out to Virginia Beach and did a training with Peter, who's a very incredible teacher. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Peter Woodbury is just an incredible soul. I mean, so real as a person and someone to really be relatable to, but also just shares such incredible wisdom. He's the most prolific in hypnotherapy within the past life regression field. He's done more of these sessions than anyone else, and has incredible talks. You can type in Peter and Woodbury. Wood is Woodbury. Just really diving deep into his teachings has changed every aspect of my being and really given me that upgrade I was looking for. And if you're really looking to go deeper within yourself or want to know more about past life regression, soul contact, hypnotherapy, as he labels it, then I highly recommend reaching out to him or going deeper into his teachings on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, he's truly incredible, really inspiring, and has a very interesting way to explain every question. You know, in the session, we had so many different, very universal questions, you know, and yeah, Peter's got a really great way of, he's just got so much experience. I think he was saying he regressed over 6,000 people up until now. And that's a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, a lot of really great things to get out of him. So yeah, check out his YouTube channel for sure and his website. And what about you, Wes? Tell me about some of the benefits that you've seen people get from having a regression hypnosis session.
It's truly incredible. You know, people that I've never met before and I have sessions with, I mean, the first 30 minutes they can just be clearing out so much, just not even, you know, energetically, but also emotionally, just releasing. Sometimes spontaneous just crying can occur, but it's really important to not have any expectations within that experience, because you want to go in with a clear filter. So I encourage anyone to just have an open mind and experience and try it, and just know that through it you're able to have the ability to have that connection with your subconscious higher self, really really strong foundation after your experience. It's a way, as Peter has put it, to not, you know, with his past of being a therapist, people would pay him to speak to him every week, and he felt like, man, it's like people are just wanting friendship and paying me to be their friend, and it really felt out of integrity for him. But then when he had found this field, he was like, I finally really resonated with this, because I don't have to be charging everyone for that fish. You know, I can teach them how to fish, and it's not the best business model, but when you're doing things for the service and the purpose and not the profits, then it makes sense. And I could go on and on about the experience that I've had of my own self, and just, you know, you could say it's like your guides, your higher self, but for some it might make sense to say subconscious, and how it can really speak to me and tell me that information that I need to hear when I'm feeling confused about something, or just out of integrity about a situation, or just like in an in-between space. I can go to this place in my mind now that I've accessed through the teachings of receiving hypnotherapy and also.
That's really great. And can you share with us, I guess, how what will it look like if I came in today to get hypnotized with you? How would that go?
So first off, we would calm your nervous system doing some breath work. Once that you are calm, feeling relaxed, at peace, then we would slowly move in to a guided visualization, different for every person. And then from there, I'm basically just acting as a conduit and a center to keep you going deeper and deeper to access that stronger connection with that, again, subconscious or higher self, however you may label.
And I know a lot of people that I've interacted with in the past have asked me, like, oh, hypnosis, it's, I don't want to do that. Someone getting into my mind, someone's giving me suggestion. How do you address that?
Really, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So no one's getting into your mind or, you know, planting one of those, what is that, inception seeds, or like, you know, creating any havoc. As long as you really feel like the person you're working with has good intentions and the energies align with you, then I would say go for it, and know that if someone's really doing this for the service and the purpose, then they're not going to be trying to plant any seeds, and they really don't have the capability to plant any bad seeds. I think that when you're doing this kind of work, you know, there's something that really looks out for your highest good, and there should be no worries about anyone planting a certain seed in your subconscious degree. It's really not like that. It's yourself accessing your infinite potential and you really being able to openly express that and experience that.
That's such a great way to put it. I love that. And what about if I don't believe in past lives and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, and I don't know, we've said that word maybe once of the past life regression hypnotherapy. I don't even advertise what I do as past life regression, because that itself, as I said before, can create an expectation for someone to think that they need to have a past life for it to be successful. And there is no wrong or right in anything, right? But especially this work. So there's not a right or a wrong way to really do it. It's just the experience that's relevant for you will get created. And I always encourage people to not go into it with thinking they need to experience this past life or this or that. Just really set that intention that you think is going to give you the most clarity in your life, the most healing.
And now regression hypnosis is, you know, quite longer than most other healing sessions. Tell us a little bit about that. How long does it take, and, you know, what can someone expect in that sense?
So the way that I share it is in usually a 2-hour session, and within that 2-hour session you would be going under for anywhere from a hour and 15 to an hour and 45, depending on how much we're speaking before going in and catching up after for clarity. But it's really incredible how an hour and 15 minutes can just change your whole experience in life.
Yeah, that's so true. I noticed for me, like, some questions that I had were answered in the session that I did with Wes. I've done 3 with him already, and then in the training we did many more. But yeah, questions that would usually take a year or 2 years to learn and make mistakes and get the answers to, you know, I was able to have an experience that actually had nothing to do with past lives either, but have an experience that taught me those, you know. So one of my issues was my patience, and I got really challenged in this experience to work on that until I could actually overcome that. And coming out of it, yeah, okay, I wouldn't say I was perfect, but now I'm aware that this is an issue for me, and, you know, I'm able to address it each time it comes up again. So that was really, really beneficial, and I loved it. Got me onto that journey.
So I want to share about what you just expressed too, how it's really powerful with being able to, you know, a lot of people can probably relate to this. You can read a book and really understand what it says and talk about it to other people, but embodying that knowledge is a whole different story. Mm-hmm. So I really love that with the hypnotherapy, the past life regression, however you may label it, it's like if you're going to, you know, a therapist and talking over and over again about this problem and going through it, and they're telling you, hey, it would probably be good to do this, or you can relate to all those people, everyone can relate to people that we have in our lives, and how someone might really need to learn a certain lesson, and you see it right there directly in front of them, what they need to learn, and you can even tell them to them, but you can tell that to them, but they won't really live it. So it's incredible that through this incredible tool of soul contact, hypnotherapy, past life regression, hypnotherapy, you can really have that knowledge embodied like that. And you don't have to study and take all that time and go through it like Julia expressed. It's just, it comes to you instantly, and you're getting these downloads and this wisdom that could take years or lifetimes to learn. But you have access to a way to really experience that knowledge now and embody it and then live it.
And how did you get into it? Like, what brought you to regression hypnotherapy?
So a good friend of mine had visited, we had only actually met each other and shared space and experiences in India. She first came, it was her first time to Virginia Beach, directly coming for this course. And, you know, I never resonated with how the course was labeled, was past life regression hypnotherapy. And I always just thought, you know, I want to experience this life. I have no desire to learn about my past lives. Not that I don't believe in past lives. I think everybody does have those, can have those experiences and that kind of knowledge come in. But she had came in, and it was about 30 minutes before the training when I had just this really incredible, spontaneous, just still silent voice that I think we can all relate to. Some call it intuition, that just told me to go. And I asked her if there was room left. She said, yeah, I think there is. She gave me Peter's number, contacted him. It was like 20 minutes before at this time. And I went and got the funds, showed up, and I mean, it's changed my life since. I'm very grateful for listening to that still silent voice and putting back those priorities that I had to do that weekend, and really following with my heart that called me to experience that life-changing training with her and all the others that were there who attended.
Yeah, and tell us how it changed your life. What was different before and after?
So my experience with it was just how I accessed this state of just bliss. You know, I went to this place that was just, I can't even put words to it. It's just like laughter, and I just kept laughing and just saw this place that, again, I can't put words to it, but it's so beautiful, and I'm able to go back to that place. And that place gives me so much information when I do go back, and I'm able to receive so much knowledge that previously I wasn't able to directly download, you could say, before. So I'm very, very grateful for this connection that I have within my own mind from that training that weekend.
That's so awesome. So tell us, what does your daily life look like? What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies? What is a normal day in the life of Wes look like?
Every day's experience is different. You know, I'm really blessed to have built a lifestyle around creation and maintenance. That's my philosophy, to strive to really balance my creation in life. And creation can look like, you know, for me, I enjoy creating spaces and really being able to create experiences for others. But I also know I need to take that time to maintain and really, you know, feed my soul, if it's through traveling or through, you know, diving deeper into these kind of teachings, taking time in nature. That would fall more into the maintenance category. So what I really love to do every day is balance those out. And it's something that's really unique when you start to stay in your power within these practices, not just at the hypnotherapy, but Kriya Yoga and that experience. You really don't have to think about what you're going to do as much as just really stay in your power, and there becomes this level of deserving power that rises, and then life just becomes so fluid and flowing, because you don't even have to desire certain things. Those things just come to you. You don't have to really seek or try to find, or, oh, what's my day going to look like with this? You just really consistently stay in the practice, and your life just supports that kind of expansion, those connections with those other people that need to connect with you most. So every day is different in the life of Wes, and mm-hmm. I plan to keep it that way until I find a piece of land and settle down with the retreat center kind of idea. Maybe the family thing comes. We'll see what unfolds, but no expectations. Yeah.
Nice. Now, you mentioned something about you no longer have desires and things just come to you. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, so it's something that is hard to put into words, but you'll experience if you continue to really dive deep in the practice of Kriya Yoga. So when you're able to really in tune yourself with nature, you could say it's creator, highest self, most high, however you label it, it just knows that your intentions are sincere and good from your consistent practice. So it just gives you those things that you don't even know that you need. So a lot of people talk about law of attraction and, attracting, I want this, and envisioning, and that's all great. I mean, encouraged if you feel like that's your pull and you want to experience that. There was a part of my life where I experienced that and felt pulled to it. But as I've really started to center in on this practice and expand in different ways, I don't even have to really do all of that work of envisioning what it is that I want. I just feel surrendered to the practice, and that's a part of my being that nature just gives those things to me without me even having to ask it. And I'm strong, embodied in knowing that nothing is random, and that every person that I meet, every connection I have, every turn I take that I feel pulled to is from, my highest self, from creator nature, and they're able to really channel through what's relevant for me. So it's something that takes time to get to that seat of, because you have to stay in your practice, you have to build that life that just naturally supports it. But once you get in that seat, I mean, it's bliss. You understand that none of this stuff really matters, but you also take it more serious than you ever have before, because you know that you're here to do that great work, but you also know that nothing is ever really wrong. And every time you have a challenge in your life or something, an experience happens and you consider it challenging, you accept it, because in the Kriya Yogic approach, there is no right or wrong, good or bad. It's all there for your experience to grow. It's just energy, and the more energy, the better. We welcome the pain, we welcome the pleasure. We don't like to label them, we just know that they just are, and we move towards whatever is going to give us the most growth.
Yeah, Eckhart Tolle says it well as well, like it just is, and without labeling whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, just embracing everything that comes to you as part of that experience and benefiting from the lessons of it. And also I can definitely say from experience, so at Best Lifing, we do teach law of attraction and manifesting your dreams with your mind and things like that. But as I've sort of started recently in the last month doing some of these Kriya Yoga and also Kundalini Yoga experiences, I've found that exactly what Wes is saying is to be true. Things that I don't know that I need, or things that I don't know that I want, I just feel this, I guess, yeah, we can call it pull or intuition or whatever word we decide on. I just feel this like energetic pull to be there, or to go somewhere or to do something. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That adds up. Or it starts to sort of take you there rather than you doing so much work to get there. So it's very interesting. Tell us a bit about your experience in India. I think that was a very interesting story that you once told me. How did you get there? On the first time you ever got on a plane, how did that happen?
So I kind of really had the awakening spiritually, 16, kind of forced me into, a fear-based mentality to not be in the poverty that I had kind of got traumatized by, with my dad passing and my mom losing the ability to work from being handicapped with her knees. So type A workaholism kind of flowed into my life, and got to be 19, and I really started to want to bridge more of the gap of all the self-development and dive deeper into the spirituality that I had from that awakening when I was 16. So I noticed that the only thing that kept me centered and at peace was doing yoga every week. And through that experience, it really made me want to just focus on what was making me happy and not just, you know, me having this house and these cars and the whole kind of, you know, American successful experience. It was me striving to be more in tune with that sense of calmness and peace that I was getting from the practice of yoga. So that led me to look into where yoga originated. Found that that was in Rishikesh, India, in the Himalayas. So I felt pulled to go there. Had a whole yoga teacher training booked, and a week before I was leaving, a friend calls me and says, "Hey, I heard you're going to India. You know where exactly you're going?" And long story short, he basically just said I needed to meet this guy, Anand Mehrotra. And I said, "Well, what's up with this guy? Why?" He said, "I'm not going to tell you anything. Just say that Ross from DC sent you, and you're going to have a great experience. I'll talk to you later." You know, of course, I was curious. I look into this guy, find out that he has a yoga teacher training a month and a half later. And mind you, I'm ready to go. I had my whole entire trip booked. I was ready. But something kept me up that whole night. And I was so out of alignment if I was to go that next week. So logically, it didn't make sense. It kept saying, "You're gonna get psyched out. No, like, just go." But my heart just kept me up, and I canceled my whole trip, rearranged it for a month and a half later, and talked to my friend, and he was so excited that I did that. And he didn't want to tell me this knowledge that I'm about to share because he didn't want to filter my experience and me not go to India. But you know, in India and Rishikesh and all over, there can be really spiritual marketplaces, and so many lost souls are trying to get better connection, and people can kind of get can have so much charlatans in the yogic industry. So in Rishikesh, there's a yoga teacher training for every single corner, and it's hard to find the true authentic teachings, which I've been so blessed to experience through Anand Mehrotra and Sattva Yoga. It's changed every aspect of my being. So I booked that trip a month and a half later, and a lot happened between, you know, that first like 28-hour flight and then another 9-hour cab ride into the mountains, and got to Sattva, and just bliss. I mean, to have the community, to have authentic teachings, to have incredible food. I mean, you're waking up and having meditation. After that, you're doing the 2-hour journey, which is really the foundation of Sattva Yoga, where you have the asana to ground you, which a lot of people are the only aspect that they really get of yoga. It's very surface level in the Western tradition, where we just see yoga as this physical exercise, and that's the only part that people take it. Whereas really, yoga is, you know, a way to experience meditation. You're only doing those physical exercises so that you can obtain a meditation posture for longer. But people actually don't transcend the body, but they become bodily obsessed through that aspect of yoga. So having that asana within those 2-hour journeys, having the meditation, having the breath work, you're having the kriya, you're having the music, the center, and then you're also having these really incredible kind of new age, but also within our souls, always a foundational techniques of ecstatic dance, of shaking, of soul gazing, of trust falling, of just laughing. Sometimes we'll just laugh for 30 minutes straight and just gets you in such a bliss place. So you have the lunch after, you're having satsangs, you know, it's just one of those things you can't put in words. But if anyone's looking to dive deeper into the authentic teachings of yoga and not just the very surface level, which is almost all here in the Western traditions, unless you're coming from an authentic lineage, which is here, then I would recommend to go and experience Sattva Yoga, to go and experience, you know, there's a pocket of it here in Miami, Lighthouse Yoga Studio. It's just a way to really experience those teachings in India, but not have to travel there. Claire Zofko is the founder and the teacher there with Lighthouse, and she's a rock star. I mean, she's at Miami U teaching as a professor for law 9 to 5, and then when she gets off, she's enlightening the world with these authentic teachings that we've been blessed to experience in India.
Thank you so much for that, Wes. That was a lot of great information. So that brings us to the end of our podcast show today. And we're so thankful and so honored that you came to join us. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Julia.
And if anybody wants to reach out to you, how can they do that?
WesBarnett.com, WesBarnett. And you can contact me directly there. I have my offerings that are available that I'm hosting locally here in Miami, as well as direct one-on-one consultations, meditation, Vedic astrology, as well as the soul contact hypnosis.
Amazing. So make sure you guys do reach out if you are interested. And yeah, Wes will be there to help you and guide you with whatever it is that you're looking for, you need. That's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next week. Bye. That's it for today. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed the Best Lifing Show and you want to get in touch,
you can find and follow us on all social platforms or visit our website, bestlifing.com.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review.
Till next time, mates.
Stay blessed and best lifing.